please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. It is so pleasing for me to be here this evening. As always, you know, we want to be here. Today is Christmas Eve. I'm not sure how many people will make it on the show today, but I see you're already there, Kathy. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Deshaies? Just chilling.
Well, I am a little surprised. And how is your Christmas Eve going?
It's going good. I've been at home in the bed all day long, relaxing.
And I have as well. It has been a very relaxing day. I did not get in my truck one time, and I need to get in my truck tomorrow. My daughter came by today, and we spent a little time talking for the most part. I did have a couple of visitors today. Another guy doing some work on my house came by today, and he brought me some Christmas Eve dinner, and I appreciate him for that. And so it has been a very quiet day. I wasn't sure how many people would make it on with us today, but it has been an enjoyable day. What is your day like going to be like tomorrow? Kathy, what is your day going to be like tomorrow?
Hold on one second, Mr. Deshaies.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody's getting prepared right now for tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be the true highlight of this Christmas season. And we hope everybody's out there getting prepared and ready, both for their big dinners and for their family get-togethers, and just doing what it takes to love on each other. You know, we had a number of things that I was going to talk about today, but I'm just going to just see how the show flows today to determine where exactly we go. There has been some news breaks today. This morning, I think, I'm not sure what time, but the gentleman who's accused of shooting the three-year-old in the back of the grandmother's car was captured. Well, actually, I've heard that he may have turned himself in. And so I'm sure we'll hear about that. If it wasn't talked about tonight, we'll hear about it tomorrow as well. So finally, that concludes. But it's just a sad time regardless. Nobody wins, even though he is turning himself in. There are no winners in that situation, along with some other things that are going on. But I'm just going to see what the flow of tonight's show is like before we talk about any particular topic. You know, we're getting so close again to our new year, and it's a time where we need to decide and to select some things we're going to change about our lives as we go into the new year period. I'm going to go ahead and give some time to everybody to kind of get called in, play a little something, see what we, you know, to give everybody an opportunity to get in, and so we can have a chance to really just have a good conversation on Christmas Eve.
Hello, I'm the music major. This is my man Jay Andre. He got a question to ask.
is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, it would be so fabulous if these numbers, today is the last day for these numbers, and I go buy some new numbers tomorrow. But if these numbers came both in Fantasy Five and Powerball, it would be so wonderful to share it with those people who call in. So I'm going to just give the numbers to you one more time so you'll know. So 11 o'clock tonight, you go to Florida Lottery and you check them. It is 3 for Fantasy 5. It's 3, 29, 30, 33, and 36. The other second number for Fantasy 5 is 4, 5, 12, 16, and 21. Tonight is the last day for those numbers. Powerball tonight is 35, 36, 50, 51, 64, and 6. The second number for Powerball is 12, 29, 30, 46, 50, and 12. So those are the four numbers for tonight, the last numbers for this week. And, boy, wouldn't it be something special if both those numbers came out and I could share them with the people who are online today. And, Kathy, are you with me?
Yes.
We're going to just be patient. At 11 o'clock tonight Eastern Time, you can check Florida Lottery and see if those numbers appeared. But I would love to have to write a check to my family, my radio family, and let them be a part of that if that came through today. And, Kathy, I was asking, what are your plans for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we're going to go to Moreno Valley where my mom lives, and we're going to get together, go and see that new Denzel Washington movie. Remember I said she loves the movie, so we're all going to go to the movies. But before the movies, I'm going to try to get them to do this free hug thing. So I've made some posters, and I've told everybody what to do. So I'm going to see if they're going to follow suit. You know, sometimes people can be a little hesitant about things. But I'm going to see how that works out for tomorrow. But that's what we're planning on doing tomorrow.
Well, please do some videotaping of that, and I would love to see it. Tell me a little bit about the movie. Now, what is this movie about that Denzel is going to be in?
It's, and to me, it looks like one of those old slavery movies. Denzel and, what's that lady's name? The lady that plays in How to Get Away with Murder. Man.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, they're married, and they have a son. So it's about him telling his son to, about education and how important it is. I didn't really read up on it, but that's the movie that she wanted to go and see. And anything that Denzel is in, it's usually pretty, pretty good. So everybody agreed to that movie, so that's where we're going to go. I'll probably be able to tell you a little bit about it on another date, but as for now, I don't know. But I see they say it's supposed to be an Academy Award movie, but, you know, usually when it's something similar to slavery, they always want to give us an Academy Award for that.
Well, I tell you what, I think there are a lot of good movies out there. I told myself that I might go see a movie, and even if it meant that I was going to go alone, because I haven't asked anybody, there are a lot of good movies out there. You know, I'm a math major, and there's a movie about a female who was very prestigious individual who participated in the NASA and sending people to the moon and into outer space, and she was a math major, and it's a movie specifically about her life as a person who worked at NASA as a black female, And I know that movie is out right now, and that would be a great movie to go see. There's also a movie about,
I was going to say, is that the movie with Taraji Henson in it? Because that comes out in January the 4th.
Okay, I'm not really sure. I've just been seeing the previews of it about his, it's a historic movie about this woman and the major part she plays in the space industry and how she just was an outstanding woman in the space industry. And now there's another one. And there's another movie out about a couple who's a mixed couple, kind of a love movie, and that's a good movie. Sounds like it's going to be about a couple who fell in love in a time when and black and white weren't supposed to be together as a couple. And that sounds like it's going to be a good movie. And Will Smith has a Christmas movie out that's supposed to be good about the it's a play on the Christmas night. That, you know, the movie talks about Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas in the future.
Yes.
So there are a lot of good movies out that we could enjoy going to see this holiday season that has a lot of African Americans in it. And it's always nice to go support African American stars in these movies. But I look forward to your videotape. You know, you have not done a video in a while. Why have you kind of cut back?
Well, I've been waiting for the right time.
Well, for a while you had kind of started, and I was looking forward to seeing them. And you know, you were doing all kinds of things with your little videos.
I know, I was on the road, but the people that I've the people that were doing them with me, I was asking them, and they were like, no. But then I was like, look, we got over 600 views on this one. And then, I was trying to tell them that, hey, this is something people want to see us, you know. But I'm going to do one tomorrow with the family, and then probably next week, right before New Year's, I'm going to do one. I said I was going to start trying to do one every week just on something because, I mean, I have the ideas. I might just do start doing them myself. And if they come in, they come in. If not, that's okay, too, because I have a lot of stuff in my head. You know how we have all these different ideas in our head, but we just need to focus on one or two things. So.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm going to plan on doing is doing a couple of news video takes about mm-hmm. things that are going on and things that we can talk about in the show in my free time. And you were encouraging me because you were getting so good at it. And so, I was just getting a little scared to try to be on it. But I know that that's something I have to gravitate toward, and Facebook makes it so easy now that there's no excuse not to do it.
Right. And how is the gym going? I haven't heard you talk about that in a while. How is that going? Are you still going to the
Listen,
gym?
Listen, I tell you, boy, you stay on me, and that's what I need. Me and my friend, he's been a trooper, and he's still been getting on me. I have not been in about a week, but I told him that I'm going to get right back on it on Monday, so I had to start back with him on Monday. He has been a trooper and really been getting in there. I'm going to tell you my excuses, man. I've been doing so many things with the house, and it's been requiring me to meet contractors here at the house, and every time I turn around, it looked like it was somebody I needed to meet. But I'm going to get right back on that horse on Monday. And he and I are going to start meeting again. And actually, I even talked to my trainer, the female trainer I was with, and I told her that I wanted to get back with her on a regular basis as well because she she always made me do things that I wouldn't do on my own. So it's important for me to get a little bit of her inspiration in my spirit as well. So I'm still trying to find my way, but thank you for asking, because that's so important. Because, you know, we'll drop the ball sometimes, but I'm going to try to keep it up. I'll be back on Wednesday. And I once I get up and get to the gym, it is, oh, I'm glad I'm there. But it's sometimes it's so easy to not to be motivated. But I just thank my family like you who keeps asking and who keeps me going back, because that's what's important.
Right.
Even my daughter, go ahead.
I was going to say, once you start seeing the progress, you know, you'd be like, it was really worth it for me, you know, to continue on. And it's something that we know that we need to do for our health, you know, even myself, you know, for working out. I stopped taking the elevator and I started taking the stairs. So, you know, that was a step for me. And I stopped drinking the soda, so I started drinking more water. So it's just different little things, you know, to keep yourself in tune with what it is you know that you're supposed to be doing. So I know how excited you were those days that you were going. So I wanted to keep seeing you being pumped. Not only are you helping yourself, but you're helping other people too. And like you said, I was getting used to seeing you on the video. I was getting used to hearing you say, okay, I went today and I lost 18 pounds. So that's exciting to me, listening to you, and it's like, okay, you got to stay on your game too. So it just keep each other, you know, on track, and also you keep other people that don't say anything. It makes them think as well too. Like, you know, yeah, I need to get back to doing this, that, or whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish.
And you know, our bodies respond so quickly when we do the right things. You know, you talk about how long it takes, but our bodies truly respond quickly when we do things on a regular basis. You know, your muscles get stronger, quicker. You know, when you eat like you should, your stomach shrinks. So the next time you try to eat too much, you find yourself not being able to eat as much as it used to be once you started a behavior. So your body truly is willing to participate in the changes that you're willing to make. You know, we just have to be willing to commit to the changes. And I think I had a decent year. I want to have a better year next year. I worked with my female trainer for about 5 or 6 months. And so this coming year, I hope that I have an even longer spurt with her. And that we get a lot more accomplished. And my problem when I was working with my trainer was I wasn't going to the gym in between the times I was working out with her. So what I want to do this time when I work out with her one day, I want to go to the gym on my own on the days that I'm off. And so that's what, because I'll be working with her. Normally we work 3 times a week. And my off days, I need to just get to the gym on my own. We work out 3 times a week. Every other week is what we did in the past. And so I need to work on my off weeks and work on my days in between. So that's what I got to do. And that'll be my New Year's resolution as we get into the new year, is we always want to do better each and every year. And so that's important. And I just want to thank you for your encouragement, because that's important. My daughter came today and told me, you know, when we were talking, you know, she said, "Dad, you know, I know you're really enjoying your retirement, but I want you to get out more often." And I told her, you know, I'm going to finish up this year, and I'm going to try to find some things that I can volunteer to do. I might even volunteer to go over to her center, where she's the new director at her center, and spend some time and see what I can do with her kids. And so it's real important that we decide that we want to be more involved as we get beyond, you know, the point where we you know, things used to be easy. You know, things used to be so easy. You played basketball and, you know, you were doing all kind of different activities. I was telling one of my friends how much I enjoyed jogging when I was young. You know, you put on those nice little outfits and, you know, put on your nice sneakers with your white socks and jog around the neighborhood. And, you know you had people looking at you while you were jogging. And so you know, I used to really enjoy that when I was a college athlete. And everywhere you went, you know, people knew you were in shape. They knew that you were doing something that had to deal with sports. And then you go on the basketball court and you had a decent basketball game and show out. I don't even know if I could play basketball right now, but it would be a lot of fun to get back in shape and be able to play a little basketball game, pick up basketball games sometime. Regina, how you doing? You a little late coming on. How you doing today?
Doing well, thank you. Doing well.
Okay, Cassie and I had talked about how relaxing our day was today. We didn't do very much, just kind of enjoyed our day. What was your day like?
Pretty much the same. we always have a Christmas Eve fellowship at our church entitled Celebrating or Something with the Hopeful. Not feeding the homeless, but feeding of the hopeful. And so we do that. And I was sort of made to get a late start because I went to the hospital to visit one of my friends who is actually 52 and, you know, had some challenges and went to a nursing facility today. So the nurse came in to see her last night, and she looked over at me, and she said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Oh, you look so tired." And I was like, "Well, thank you." So I came home, and I promised my friend that I would not come to see her today. And but then when I got out, and I was just in a funk of a mood, you know, just because I just don't like the holidays as far as the commercialism, but the you know, the religious aspect of it I love. But once I took food boxes to some of our sick and shut-in and started doing things like that, I guess I got a little better. So, and I
do you have any major plans for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to church. We're having a party at our church.
You having a what?
We have a party, a birthday party.
Oh, okay.
Amen for the party.
Yeah.
The celebration.
I have
of
never
all,
done that.
A celebration of Jesus. Yes. Yes.
It's his
yes.
birthday.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. We're going to sing Stevie Wonder and to you. All of that.
All right. Well, I tell you what. We have 30 minutes left in the show. And let's get it. You know, so we got the three of us here. I want to just ask you, I'm going to share with you what my thoughts are related to this particular subject. And I want to get your detailed thoughts about it. It looks like the gentleman who shot the three-year-old in the grandmother's car in Arkansas turned himself in this morning. And, you know, I was really wanting the community to turn him in or to make sure he got captured. And that happened, but it just seems like there is just nothing to be happy about. Here is a 32-year-old man whose life is, for the most part, over. I don't know what his past has been like or what he's been through. I'm sure we'll get a detailed depiction of what his life has been like up to the age of 30 plus. And then we'll find a little more out about why he was so angry or unhappy that he would take the steps that he made. But there are no winners in this situation. I mean, there's here you are. Now there's another family who has someone that they love and who was hopeful for his life and wanted the very best for him. And now he has to go spend decades in jail as a result of his behavior. And here you have another family who had a lot of hopes and dreams for their little child. And those dreams have been dashed. And they have to live the rest of their life just remembering their love and care for him. Kathy, you know, what are your thoughts as we got what we wanted? We wanted this guy to be captured, but what are you feeling like after you heard about him being captured and why we can't get away from these senseless killings?
Well, you said that he turned himself in, right? So first of all,
he turned himself in.
Well, that was a good thing because that means that his conscience was bothering him. So I'm thankful for that. And I believe that there is hope for him. I believe that God has a plan for his life. And even with what happened, God still has a plan for his life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray that once he goes to jail, once he is sentenced, that the Lord will send someone in his path that will be able to speak a word of life into his life and that he would truly ask for forgiveness and this will be a testimony for him. And even as we've talked about in the past about different people that have done acts, vicious acts to other people, have came together, have asked for forgiveness, have began to go and talk to communities and different places about forgiveness. This is about forgiveness, and even as Regina said about the party, you know, it makes me think about this is a time for us to celebrate because this particular young man, I believe that God is getting ready to do something in his life, and yes, a life was lost. Yes. A life was lost, but God is able to turn that thing around. He's able to even make that family a testimony of forgiveness because that's what it's all about in the end. It's about us being forgiven, us not holding things against other people, us giving it to the Lord. It's all about the Lord. In the end, it's all about him, and it's about love. So I see love in this story. I see forgiveness in this story. I see a man with a purpose that's going to turn some people's lives around and situations and things around. That's what I see.
Well, I guess that's the positive spin you can put on it. Regina, what are your thoughts about him turning himself in and these two families and what do they need to do?
What two families?
Well, you have the family of the three-year-old who was shot and have to deal with the loss of their child, and then you have the family of this adult who surely he had siblings or a mother or father who wanted the best for him as well.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I was looking at it through Stevie Wonder glasses, and then after speaking to my stone heart, and now I'm looking at it through Kathy's glasses, I hope something, because this isn't his first time on the rodeo. This isn't his first time.
I can believe that. There was no doubt in my mind that he had dealt with some evil behaviors in the past that
this
just didn't come out. Really?
This is his third time. He had something about assault and battery, domestic violence. He had like three different charges against him before this. So what this leads me to believe is he can do uncomfortable things and do them. And yes, he had remorse because he turned himself in, but he was so impulsive to get out of that car and go shoot in that car. The poor grandmother knew something had happened, wasn't sure, kept on going, went on to the store, went to get the child out the car and realized the child had been shot. And prayerfully, because of his impulsivity, they're going to keep him in jail because he's liable to do anything. But on the other hand, he may be able to speak to somebody that's in jail so that when they get out, they will not repeat their misfortunes, you know, and they'll learn from him. So this man is still salvageable. He can work, God can work through him to help others who may leave that prison. But I'm just not too sure, and that's how I hope God works in his life. But he's too impulsive to be out.
Yeah, certainly at 30 plus years old, he should have had a little more control over his behavior. And hopefully he will seek to help people who are in jail who are younger than he is to do a better transition into society when they get ready to come out. It's just a tragic thing. And one of the things is you just know that that's happening all over all 50 states. There are young African-American males who are giving their lives away or giving their freedom away. You know, and it's just a sad thing. You know, one thing, and I'm always putting things on you, Regina, and I should ask Kathy as well. How do we go about... We're always saying we want to take positive steps and help people, help change people's lives. But what kind of protocol, what kind of steps can we do across the country when we have people's names? What can we do to just send them a letter of support and telling them, you know, that they're humans and that we hope that they're going to change their lives around, even when maybe the people might be innocent or something like that. How do we respond to people and share our support for them when they might find themselves incarcerated? And we're talking about the story to go beyond just the conversation. I know that there's a way to get, once you got their jail number, their jail number in a lot of cases is more important than their name, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, and as you said, because you've worked in there, so you know that's what they're usually recognized by. But I know that each state has the prison ministry where you can get in contact with the prison ministry in your area and began to volunteer. During the volunteering, you can send letters, you can send cards to encourage these young men and women. And, you know, I believe that God will change the hearts of the people. The Bible talks about God touching the hearts of people. I mean, I just even think about my life, you know, where I was 25 years ago. I wasn't the Kathy that you guys hear on the phone. That wasn't how I thought and how I talked. But today, because God touched my heart and my life, I can speak life into somebody else's life because I wasn't the same person. No, and as my husband, he wasn't the same person. And I believe that if God can change me,
He's no respecter of person. He can change that person. No, I didn't murder anybody, but I was close to it. I did some things that I wasn't proud of, but God. And thank God that he didn't let me go to prison, but before I got to that point, he changed my life. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for that man, and not even that, even Paul on the road to Damascus. Paul killed Christians his whole life, but God stopped him in his tracks one day and told him that was enough. And I believe that these people can be changed, but they need help. They need somebody interceding for them. They need somebody praying for them. They need somebody to give them an encouraging word. That's what we need, more encouraging words, more positive things being spoken into the lives of these people. They all they know is negativity. All they know is bad. All they see on the TV is bad. So, of course, they're going to do the same thing. But if they can encounter and be and interact with people that has a little love to give, that has a word of encouragement for them, one little word can change one person's life.
Yeah, and we really need to seek to do that on as many different sides as we can, both on the victim side as well as on the perpetrator, so that we can salvage some lives as we move forward. It's important that we recognize and understand that people are human and they do make mistakes. Regina?
Yes?
Have you, I think that we need to, I think you have to find the facility these people are in, and maybe you have to call a facility and find out if the facility will even give out their number and their name so that you can send some. Now, one thing I will not do, and I have to be honest about it, I'm not giving any perpetrator any commissary. And I ain't put no minutes on their phone, but I will write letters and share a positive word. When I was working at the jail, I just thought it was so unfair to families for people who were locked up to put them through the hardship of trying to find extra money to send them commissary. I just thought that was a detrimental thing to do. The families who were out there struggling, for them now to have to find money so that you can eat better than you would normally. So I'm not a proponent of sending inmates commissary or putting a lot of minutes on their phone because they need to know and appreciate potato chips when they get out.
Well, I heard you say putting minutes on their phone. So I'm not even going to go in that direction because, yes, I am quite shocked, but I'm not going to go in that direction.
What shocked you about that, Regina?
You said putting minutes on their phone.
Yeah, that's you have to put
you
in
mean,
order for
you,
in Florida, you in order Florida you can't call inmates. They have to call you. And for them to call you, you had to pre-put minutes on their phone for them to be able to call out to you.
But not a cell phone.
No, it's a pay phone.
Oh, okay.
But they have a service where you put so many minutes on their phone, on their bill,
okay,
so that they can use the phone to call out.
Okay. Well, you know, and Kathy, you know, as you were speaking just now, I tell you, I as I said, today I went to take boxes to the elderly, and actually, let me clear that up. I took three boxes and one to one lady in particular that I need to go back and see tomorrow. But as she was telling, she's 91 years old. She lives by herself. And everything, as I was feeling sorry for myself, for not having family to go see. Just in a deep, deep depression this morning. I mean, I was horrible. And as I went to, you know, not being able to go see my stepdad who took care of me all of my life because my sister's having her issues and won't tell me where he is and that stuff. Just a real deep depression. And so I went. I knew I had this obligation, and I fulfill those obligations when I have them. And so I took a box to this lady who's known me forever, and she's 91, and she talked about the change in her life, how her life changed 42 years ago, and how a light just came and it hit her. She hit the ground, all sort, just her story. And it led me to understand that, and she kept saying she is so blessed because God has been so good to her. She never, ever complained. Never did she complain the whole time I was there. And I was hearing her, but then I was reflecting on how I was in that woe is me this morning. So that was, and she said how she used to drink and all of this, and then 42 years ago God changed her life. Well, that was what I was reflecting on when Kathy was talking. But then I feel that we have to be the type of people that folk feel as if they can talk to or feel like they can trust. Went to the church, and one of my children from school, I knew he was homeless. I knew that they were staying in a hotel, but the hotel was on the other side of town. And when I went in there and saw him, well, he saw me, and he came, and he hugged me so tight, it was like he didn't want to turn me loose. And, you know, they were in that situation, but he felt as if he could do that. Yesterday, taking flyers to the liquor stores. Woman was in there. She came to my car. She said, I'll take some flyers down there to where I live. You could tell she had a rough life. I said, thank
now,
you so
much. Now,
why
are you taking flyers to the liquor store?
Flyers about our thing today. Flyers. Because the disenfranchised go in there, they spending their last dime on, well, anyway. So, ended up talking to this lady, y'all, and guess what? I had taught this lady's son and had encouraged him. And when I encouraged him when he was in, this boy is 25 years old now, but at the time when he was in my class, his sister and grandmother had been abducted. And they never found their bodies. Never. He was in my class that whole year. And I just happened to run into his mother. Didn't know it was his mother. We figured it out. But she started talking and telling me her story and how she knew God had her back and all of this stuff. You know, I guess I'm saying we have to be approachable to these people. You know, the man that did the shooting, if somebody's going to have to be approachable, he's going to have to talk to somebody. And somebody's going to have to be there for him. I don't know, you know, I think that's how we're going to be able to help society. Be the type of, be ready for a word from the Lord to these people. And I'm not saying anybody
well,
else.
Well, we do
I'm
have to be
you.
Ready. We have to do. We do have to be ready to help the victim and the perpetrator. And
yes.
It does not mean that we don't want the perpetrator punished, but we want there to be life after punishment if there is a possibility. And so, just like Cassie said, that we do need to encourage those who made mistakes. that they can have life after those mistakes, but they do have to accept punishment because a life was lost, and so there is a need for retribution.
There's a strong need. I mean, I don't want to come off as being mean or whatever word somebody may refer to me as, but this man walked up and he killed a 3-year-old baby. And the picture of that boy, that little boy, the picture they have, he has a book bag on his back, ready to go to school to get knowledge. We don't know what he could have been. And his life was taken savagely. Because you wasn't moving through the stop sign fast enough?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, we're at 8 minutes before the hour's up. Kathy, what is your final word for this evening?
My final word is that, yes, as they say, if you do the crime, you must do the time. And in during the time, I'm praying that their lives will be changed, that God will change their lives through them doing those particular crimes. But we have to recognize that is nothing but the spirit of evilness that is dwelling among us, around these people and in these people when they do these horrific crimes.
It is, Kathy. It is.
Regina, your final word?
Yes. I'm kind of lost for words. I need prayer, and I need to be able to pray. We had a shooting at Walmart today. We had a bomb threat at a church tonight. And we have people anxious, me, because I don't think I'm moving through a light or a stop sign fast enough. We need prayer.
I'm certainly glad that this child's killer has been found. That part of the experience has been relieved. And we can move beyond the incident and hope that more of these kind of crimes, the guilty are found. And we just need to recognize again that there is value both to the victim and to the perpetrator, and that we need to support both families. And we'll find a way to do that on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And I want to wish all of you in the sound of my voice a very merry, merry Christmas, and that as we move forward, that our ability to empathize with people and situations becomes greater, and that we be able to be more humane in the way that we behave and the way that we treat others. And I just wish us the very best as we move forward. So I just want to thank all of you who have supported me throughout this year. And we have a few more days left in this year, but we just want to continue to work forward and do what it takes to make lives better, not only for ourselves and our family, but for those who cross our path. Thank you so much, Regina and Kathy, and I will see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. If you all are not too engrossed in your families and your activities. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl.
But whatever the reason, you do.